Welcome to the Love and Logic Show with Dr. Charles Fay, brought to you by America's Parenting Experts.
This show is copyrighted by the Love and Logic Institute, Inc., all rights reserved.
From Studio 2B in beautiful downtown Golden, Colorado, please welcome the Doctor of Love and Logic, Dr. Charles Fay.
Well, hello there, and I have a question for you right off the top of the show here. How many of you have ever been out in public and witnessed a totally out of control kid? I mean, you know the type. They're wandering all around the restaurant. They're staring at all the other people, or maybe they're even standing on the chair or crawling up on the table, or they're throwing food, or they're screaming, or they're just arguing with their parents, or they won't listen. And now, how many of you have had a horrible realization right at that point that that kid was not somebody else's, that it was your kid? You know, I got an email that not too long ago from a listener that made me feel bad. They didn't make me feel bad. I just felt bad about myself because it said, you know, you make parenting seem so easy. And I apologize to y'all for doing that. You know, parenting is not easy. I figured that out this week. You know, sometimes I have to remember, because sometimes my kids, they go through periods of time where they're easier than other times. Have you ever had that experience where your kids just kind of go through those periods of time? Maybe they're only a microsecond in length, but there's periods of time where they don't give you a whole lot of trouble. And then, wow, then there's a week or two where it just seems like everything you say, they have to do the opposite. Well, we had one of those weeks at our house, and I have to admit something to you. There were a couple times where I, Dr. Fay, of the Love and Logic Institute Incorporated in beautiful Golden, Colorado, did not use Love and Logic. Yeah, I slipped a little bit here and there. But, you know, the good thing is you don't have to be perfect to raise great kids. And but today's show, we're going to start off by talking about what do you do when your kids are a little bit challenged in the behavioral department when it comes to behaving in public. And summer's coming up, and it's going to be here pretty soon. And that means that it won't be long before your kids are with you all the time. Now, some people, they just can't wait for that to happen. They think, oh, it's going to be fun to have the kids with us all the time. And then there's other people who think, oh, no, it's going to be horrible because we're going to have the kids with us all the time. And that second thing, that's a sad thing, but that's a reality. But what can we do as parents to up the odds that all this time we spend together and these outings that we go on are actually fun for the parents? What can we do? And in my book, the first thing we have to do is have a bunch of practice outings, practice activities.
Okay. I've got to ask
who's
you.
Who's that? Who's that?
This is producer Tom in Studio 2A, okay. I guess.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What is a practice activity? I mean, I've been following everything all along here, and a practice activity, what is that? What are you talking about?
Well, it's something that kids love and parents hate. Well, let me give you an example. How many of you have ever been to, like, Silly Willy's Fun Water Park? In like the first week of June, you know, in Colorado, I mean, we have about a 2-week period where you can actually take your kids to one of those water parks during the summer and not freeze your you-know-what off. And, you know, kids never get cold, but parents are cold just looking at the place. Or how many of you have ever been to some place like Mickey Mozzarella's Pizza Palace and Arcade, where you get to eat lousy, greasy pizza and have lots of kids running around and arcades and bells and whistles? I mean, I just love that atmosphere. Or how many of you have had to wait like about 2 hours in line to ride a ride that lasts for about 30 seconds, you know? And of course, you're always getting in front of that kid who just got off the spinning teacup ride and they're not feeling so good. And or the petting zoo. I don't know if they even have those anymore.
I think they're illegal.
Lawsuits. Yeah, the petting zoo when I was a kid was essentially a temporary chain link fence out in the parking lot of Kmart with a bunch of half emaciated goats and bunnies and stuff that ate your shoelaces off when you tried to pet them. But you know what I'm talking about. Stuff that kids love to do and parents don't like do it very much. Okay. So here's the deal. You pick those things. And you say to your kids, you know, really like to go over to Silly Willy's water park with you. Would you like to go? Oh, yeah, we love it. Super. Okay. So we can stay at the park as long as it's fun for me and there are no problems. And so you guys might want to give some thought to how to make it really fun for me and to make it not a problem for me. Well, what do you mean, Dad? Well, you know, it's really fun for me where I, you know, when I can go to a place like that and when I see that you're doing something that I don't think is appropriate, I can just whisper to you or point, you know, and not have to raise my voice and you'll behave. You know, you'll stop acting up. That's really fun for me, right? Or if I need you to talk quieter or if I need you to do something a little different, then you just do it for me. That makes it really fun for me. Okay, so deal? Deal. Great. That's the first step. Okay, pick something you don't want to do. Have that little conversation with your kids. Now, this is very early on before summer gets here, right? You're preparing them for summer. Now, as you're getting in the car to take them, down deep you're praying. And you're saying to yourself, man, I hope my kids mess up. I hope they act up and they don't get their act together and they just cause problems for me and they won't settle down. Because two glorious things are going to happen. First of all, I'm not going to have to freeze at Silly Willy's Park. Secondly, my kids are going to learn that I just might do something without giving them a bunch of warnings, without raising my voice. See, if we can take our kids on outings, and if they act up, and if we actually say, okay, we're leaving, without a bunch of warnings, without a bunch of reminders, without backing down, we actually take them home. Is it just possible that they're going to start believing that our word is gold? And when we're out in public, we might just do something that they don't like. We might just follow through without nagging and reminding. See, what happens too frequently is we take our kids places that we want to go. And we haven't done any of this ahead of time. And we don't want to leave. Or maybe we spent a huge amount of money, you know, or whatever, and we do not want to leave. And so it's really easy to feel handcuffed. Like you can't do anything about it at the time. Like you keep warning, you know, if you don't stop that, you know, but you don't really follow through because down deep you don't want to leave. See, the glory in picking something that you don't want to do in the first place is you're just even that more motivated to follow through with your limit.
I like that.
And, you know, the thing about limits is that we teach kids that our word is gold, and that has a transfer effect. See, the wise parents always, well, they say this to themselves. They say, I can't control everything in my kid's life. There's just a few things I have ultimate control over. And so as soon as possible, I am going to set really enforceable limits over things that I have ultimate control over. And then I'm going to follow through on those things without breaking a sweat. It's going to be easy for me. And see, if you do that first, what it teaches your kids is that my parents always follow through, and then they start, believe it or not, actually believing that you might be able to enforce things that you can't. See, the key here, though, is making it look easy. And, you know, this reminds me of a dad. He had a couple kids that he took in that had been abused and neglected. And all these poor kids are really struggling, and they didn't know how to behave. These little kids, and they'd fight every single time they went out in public. And so he went to him and he said, guys, he says, would you like to go to Disneyland? And they said, oh, we'd love to go. Of course, you know. And I think they lived up in Northern California. He said, guys, I'm going to get a vacation pretty soon, and I'd really like to take you down there. And the thing is that we get to go as long as there is no fighting in the back seat. Now, these kids couldn't sit in the backseat of a car for more than 10 milliseconds without picking on each other. Well, Monday morning came along, they all piled in the car, and they got about a mile down the road, and those kids started going at each other. And he turned around, and he took them back home. But we'll be good. He said, oh, guys, it's too late, but we'll try some other time. But we really wanted to go. Oh, guys, I know, I wanted to go too. Well, maybe I have some ideas for you. And by the way, I hear the music. You're going to have to wait for after the commercial to hear what this guy did. Thanks for being with me.
If you want solutions, pick up the phone and dial 888-303-2207.
Don't touch that dial. The doctor will be right back.